were talking this time yesterday about it's time to get our Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're the only people in town right now that still don't have our trees up.
I don't have a tree.
You don't have a tree?
What?
No. Okay.
We had the lights up.
Well, my plan was to go up north to go get a tree and cut my own down and bring
really?
It back.
Wow. Yeah.
I really wanted to because my friend started that as a tradition. I was like, that'd be really cool if I did that.
That's a commitment.
But I don't have the time to do that, so yeah, I think exactly. I'm just going to go buy one.
I was actually planning on going out west to get one.
Uh-huh.
From Longwood to Apopka.
I was going to go down to Australia and cut one down, but I just didn't have time.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is yesterday you said you were going to.
Yes.
Did you?
Of course. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it.
So you went and took your kids, took the family to go get a tree.
We went to the place that we always go, and we're looking through trees, and they've got the 5 to 6 foot and the 7 to 8s and the 10s and all this stuff. And in the 7 to 8 foot range is, you know, the best value, I think. I'm picking up trees. I'm feeling it, and my wife goes, look at that one. And I look at it, and it's a lot bigger than all the rest. So I go to grab it, and I'm like trying to lift it, and it's almost too heavy. So I use my other hand, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this thing is so full. Right at the time, a guy's walking by. I go, excuse me, is this in the right area? This thing's got to be 10 feet, 9 feet, 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, is this the right area? He's like, oh, let me scan it. Scans it. It comes up as the 7, 8 foot. I got a deal, and this thing is so heavy. He couldn't even lift it himself to put it on the
car. So let me ask you this. Yeah. How's it look? Any bare spots?
Is it real bushy? It is heavy. It is so thick, and it's falling right now. You know, we put it up and everything in the stand, so we're going to let it fall for a couple days, and it's like, oh, the whole house smells like a Christmas tree.
Yes,
I don't know why anyone doesn't do a real tree. I mean, it just...
Wow, you just called out 1.2 million people.
No, I never understood that either.
Yeah, well, it just smells so good.
And that's the thing, is my son Caleb this year said he wanted to do an artificial tree. My daughter said if it's a fake tree, it's a fake Christmas. I'm like, whoa, Kylie, that was harsh. So last night was also the plan. My kids, no sports. We had the night off.
Perfect.
We were
going
to go out and get it.
Good dad.
Yeah, and no, we never made it out. We didn't. But what
Why?
I did do is, you know what's it called? An advent calendar, the thing where you count down the days, and it's got a different ornament for each day. I put up, it's about a 1 foot tall tree with my daughter Kylie, and we set that up and we put on the first 3 days of the ornaments.
They have
everything.
Wow. Ornaments?
Yeah, so I feel somewhat accomplished, and I also put mistletoe. As soon as you walk in my house, in my foyer, it's about 10, 12 feet high right there with a chandelier. And I got on a ladder and I put mistletoe up there. So as soon as my wife Stacy walked in the door from work last night, long day, put it right underneath it, made her look up, and planted a one on her. Oh yeah,
aww, that's nice.
After those 5 minutes, what'd you do? Why? I mean, that's nothing. That's like just throwing up a projector and saying, "I did all the lights for the house."
Well, because I was cooking dinner and doing laundry like a good husband. So
you can do it all.
We're talking about possibly doing it tonight.
Okay,
possibly doing it later on tonight. So
I'm very disappointed. We talked about it yesterday. You said this is the one night, you get no activities. One of us didn't let our kids down, and then there's you.
Well, it's so funny because when you mentioned the advent
calendar.
No,
just let that sit out there for just a second because that was pretty hurtful.
it's the truth. They were looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Ah.
I mean, we were exhausted. We didn't even get out till like 7:30 to go do it, which is late for us. You know, I've got a 10 and a 13-year-old, and so it was a later night.
Oh, but so who's the better parent now? I got my kids to bed on time.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, no, that might be the plan tonight. If we do it tonight, it'll actually be a little bit later because tonight's school spirit night. So if you want to come on out and have dinner with me tonight,
okay.
I'll be out and about. I won't be putting up trees, but grills.
Or cooking dinner.
No, grills already has their tree up.
Right.
It's actually a big, beautiful tree.
Nice.
But it's Mix 105.1 School Spirit Night tonight at Grills Lakeside in Orlando for Spirit Night. Tonight, it's in support of Wakaiva Elementary School.
Oh.
Yeah, my kids went there.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah, but you don't have to, you know, specifically, hey, you know what? Just come out for School Spirit Night in general. A percentage of your check will be donated back to the school. You can also sign up to get your school as a part of School Spirit Night as well if you want to have your own Spirit Night out there. Again, it's going to be out at Grills. If you want to come out and join us, it's Grills Lakeside in Orlando. I'll be there starting at 5 o'clock tonight, and it goes all the way up until 10 o'clock for Spirit Night. And you can head on over to mix1051.com/spirit for all the info and inquire about your Spirit Night for your school, too.
How late are you there?
Cool.
I'll be there until about 6 or 7 tonight.
So you have plenty of time to get
plenty
your tree.
Plenty of time on the way home to get a tree.
We'll hear about it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. Spirit Night comes first.
Yes.